Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Ann Baldwin.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. My name is Lisa DeMattis-Lepore. Joining you today, I am the President and CEO of The Connection, and I am extremely happy to introduce my wonderful coworker, Beth Connor, Chief Administrative Officer at The Connection. Good morning, Beth. How are you?
Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you there. We see this interesting dynamic across the state of Connecticut and actually in all of the United States of because of COVID, there are a lot of unemployed people right now looking for jobs. Mm-hmm. I saw on the news the other day that gas prices are going up. And the reason why? Because they don't have trained drivers. It's a 6-month training program or something in order to be able to bring these gas tankers throughout the United States. So our gas is going to go up. So there really are job openings really all over, and especially in Connecticut. And I know that the work that we do with The Connection is really so important. We serve so many people in Connecticut that are rebuilding their lives, and really, our work affects the entire family of the clients that we serve. And today we have extremely special guest with us, a longstanding and loyal employee, Gail Eureka. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thank you. Good to be here.
Thanks, Gail. Thanks for joining us. And Gail's had a really unique career path. You know, we want to talk today about sort of the job market and what's going on in our communities, because you're right, Lisa, there are so many help wanted everywhere you go, help wanted, help wanted, help wanted. And there are a number of unemployed people, but, you know, we're not seeing enough jobs being filled. And at The Connection, too, we have a number of job openings, and we're looking for some really good people that want to help others. Gail has been example of a wonderful employee. He's been with The Connection for just about 10 years, and we're going to ask Gail to tell us a little bit about herself. She came to us in kind of a unique way. She actually had a business background before jumping into human services. And Gail, do you want to tell us a little bit about sort of what your career path has looked like before and now with The Connection?
Sure. Right out of college, criminal justice was always my passion and it was always my focus. And when I graduated with my bachelor's, I was sort of, I knew at the time I didn't want to go work in the jail system. So I ended up working in retail for Ann Taylor, and I started there very low level. And over the course of 10 years, worked in different roles and worked my way up, and for the last 5 of the 10 years worked in our office in New York City. And my main function was basically operations, and I continued to do that. So for about 15 years, 5 years after leaving Ann Taylor, I was still in an operations role of helping a developer expand his shopping center throughout the United States and developing those and bringing in new tenants and things like that and doing lease management. So I ended up strictly in this retail business operations type of background. And I enjoyed it and I loved it. I had always wanted to come back into the community justice world, but I was looking for a master's program throughout that time that really fit what I wanted. It wasn't really until 2010 and starting at the University of New Haven that had the right program that I was looking for, which was a master's in criminal justice with a focus in forensic psychology. So I left the working world, focused on my master's, and through the professors at UNH who were familiar with The Connection, who had partnered with The Connection in various ways, whether it's offering the internships or working on special research projects. So I was able through that, thankfully, because the program I was in didn't really have an opportunity for internships. It was a traditional, you go to school and you take your comp exam and you're done. But I really pushed the issue because I did not spend any time working in the field, and I knew absolutely nothing. So I was fortunate enough to have a professor work with a director who said, yeah, I'll take her on as an intern. So 42 years old, I came in as an intern, starting my, you know, whole career over in human services. And I started in the residential work release programs in New Haven as an intern, and then started after I graduated as a case manager, kind of then went to program manager, then program director, and then switched divisions 3 years ago into family support services as a manager in supportive housing for families, and now serving as a director for supportive housing for families.
And you've done so much great work with the connection and at the connection. How'd your past business exposure? I mean, I worked in retail too, Gail, as you know, and I always say retail and Lisa did too, actually.
That's right.
Retail will prepare you for any career field. tell us about how the trenches of the retail business prepared you for a career in human services.
Well, it's a different form of residential life, I think, the retail world, because you work long hours, you work overnights doing different kind of, you know, what we used to call store, you know, changing the store with the merchandise. And you work with all different kinds of personalities and interact, not just within the store, but if you're in a mall setting. So I think operationally, it's, you know, working at Ann Taylor and learning really in a store environment. We were responsible for our budget, our own, you know, profit and loss statement, four-wall statement. So I learned budgeting there and spending money because, again, we had to manage that. So that helped coming into residential as a manager and director. I was already familiar with what those, you know, budgets look like and how to manage it and knowing what lines you're in control of. So it helped there. I think time management, organizing, and really part of what I was doing, you know, in Ann Taylor too, was within my district and then region, would go and help stores kind of clean up and get better organized if things were really in disarray. So that was similar coming into residential. I could see, you know, changes, quick changes that could be made that didn't cost a lot of money. Just systemic things that would be make it much easier for staff or easier for clients. So it definitely lays that groundwork of having the vision of what am I looking at? How can systems be better? How can we move quicker? How can we, you know, save cost saving tips here and there? So it helped there. And also scheduling. One of the stores that I worked in was at the Westchester, and we had about 30 staff. So back in the day, I was really used to how to work a schedule to get everything covered for the busiest times. So that really helped with coming into residential, where you're scheduling for three shifts, knowing what are the busiest times, where do we need the most coverage, where can I afford to move people, where can I step in myself and cover that doesn't cost the program a great deal. So it definitely helped from the management standpoint. And obviously the human services in the sense of working in retail, and you have that direct customer contact, client contact, and it's all the same experience. Not the same experience, but you want to give the same experience of you're still working with a customer in services.
It's all customer service, really, right?
It is. It's just different when they're living with us. Some of the shoppers felt like they live with us. So it's learning how to engage appropriately and effectively and not make someone's days worse than when they arrived.
And so Gail's been a great example of someone who has pivoted her career, but also has had significant growth within her career at the Connection. And like many others at the Connection that come in as a case manager out of college or as a residential aide, not even having a college background, we've seen many people grow their careers, just stay with us as a career path for growth and development. We have Lisa, how many years have you been with the Connection, and where did you start?
30 years, and I never, you know, obviously never thought my career would be here, but I started working at the Women and Children's Program in Middletown in 1991 when it was underway, and, you know, I had retail background also, worked in, you know, many different stores and management positions from Macy's to Harstan's Jewelers, et cetera. But I, you know, I like the same like Gail, I thought, why did, what did I, you know, I want, I went to school, but I wanted to, my passion was really social work, and I wanted to get back into the field, and, you know, saw this job posting and thought to myself, this is a really visionary organization, because at that time there were very few women and children's programs in Connecticut. Most of them were, you know, men and women, and I had worked in a couple of those and thought that it was really off balance. There wasn't gender-specific programming for male or female. So to see the connection, do that. And then similar to your story, Gail, I worked, you know, across all the sectors of our organization and in all the different, you know, areas that we have, family support services, community justice, and behavioral health. And so I was able to, like you, Gail, you know, really get a flavor of the organization. And, you know, the rest is really history. And I think that's one of the wonderful things about our organization is that, you know, just by your story, Gail, and my story and others, that you have the opportunity to learn many aspects of different populations at the agency, and there is a lot of room for growth, and it's an extremely rewarding career. And, you know, Gail, you and I have laughed about this several times, but, you know, we both love residential work, and it is really time-consuming, and it really takes a special person to be able to work residential. But the beauty of working in a residential program at The Connection is the opportunity to really see people come into treatment and see them evolve and change and really work on the many issues that they have, which it's really rewarding work. It's hard work, but it's really great work. And to be supported, too, in an organization where you can flourish and grow, I think is really important. And, I mean, Beth, you, when you joined The Connection, your role has changed also.
It has. It has. And I've never worked directly with our clients, but to my background, too, in retail and in human resource management led me to the nonprofit sector about 15 years ago. And it's been my passion as well. Being in a supportive role, it is a little bit different. I'm administrative, but I'm able to see sort of the fruits of my labors and, you know, knowing that what I do positively impacts lives, so many lives across Connecticut, is so rewarding to me. And, you know, as I've told others, there's nothing like nonprofit work to make you feel whole as a person. It really fuels my soul to know that what I'm doing helps so many people out there. And I just have a little piece of that, but I know what I'm doing is really good for tens of thousands of individuals in Connecticut. And I'm so happy to be able to do this work. I came in as a communications director almost 10 years ago. Gail, I think we started about the same time.
We did. And October will be 10 years.
Yeah, wow. I'm celebrating my 10th in next February. So I think you were a few months ahead of me, but communications director, and, you know, then I took over the fund development, raising money and hosting fundraising events, which is also part of my background, a little bit of marketing. I have my bachelor's in marketing and I have an MBA. So I really enjoy the relational aspects of my job, have always worked with people and the public. And, you know, my passion is networking and, you know, working with others to help others succeed. So in that, my role has grown and changed. And now working under Lisa as Chief Administrative Officer, I'm able to sort of put everything together, overseeing our HR department, our marketing communications, fund development, and business development areas of the organization. So it's just really, The Connection is a great place to spread your wings, to put down some roots, and to do a variety of things, you know, based on your interests, your background, your talents, whatever you have to offer. We're always there to help people grow along the way.
I definitely can say that is true for The Connection. You know, when I came in as an intern, I could remember my first day walking into Roger Sherman House thinking, I know nothing about this place, this program, but all I knew is I felt like I was home. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to be there. That's where I wanted to be. It never felt like work to me. And I think for new candidates or anyone looking to maybe start at The Connection or come to The Connection, apply for a position, there's so much opportunity, I think more so than most other human service agencies, other nonprofits. There's such an opportunity to change, obviously to grow. The world is your oyster as long as you, you know, want to be open to new experiences. You know, community justice was my background. I had the opportunity to go work with women and children in the family support services, supportive housing, work with a new state agency that I was not familiar with. And it has brought a lot more into my knowledge. And I'm, you know, thankful for the different opportunities to move around and explore and learn new things. So I think there's a great opportunity for new people coming in to experience different positions, different divisions across the board, as long, you know, as much as you're willing to be open and want to try new experiences. It's, I think, surpasses many other human service agencies just in that aspect alone, especially with all the training that we offer, an opportunity to even try out different things within the agency.
Definitely. And Lisa and I are talking to Gail Eureka, Program Director here at The Connection. And I want to point out, for anyone that's interested in working with us, please visit our website, theconnectioninc.org/careers. theconnectioninc.org/careers. And we have multiple positions available in many of the service areas we've talked about of the agency in many regions of the state. So, Lisa, talk a little bit about our services and the range and the depth of the work that we do so that folks can get a better appreciation for what they might want to work with us.
So, you know, as we talked about, we have three distinct service areas, community justice, as we said, family support services, and behavioral health. We offer a wide range of services for many populations, and it includes programs for, you know, supportive housing, permanent supportive housing. We offer programs for, obviously, substance abuse for women and for men, residential and outpatient services throughout the state. We have a foster care program. We also do, you know, obviously, outpatient counseling and therapy. And we have several reentry supportive housing programs for men and women coming out of the criminal justice system and, you know, coming back into society and, you know, needing to, you know, get a job and, you know, get back on their feet. As I had said earlier in the program, we have a huge women and children's program. Gail is working in that area now, and we have one of the largest supportive housing for families program, and that's a program where men and women who have had substance abuse issues and are involved in have an active DCF case. We help you with wraparound case management services and find a place for you to live and work with you as you, you know, navigate your world, getting back into, you know, working and, you know, dealing with your children and really every possible service that you need. So we do have programs throughout the entire state of Connecticut. So we are extremely widespread. We have 42 unique programs, so we are very large. And as you can imagine, you know, we are always looking for different entry staff to come in and join us. And we do have many positions available right now. And so we are hoping that anyone who might be listening to this program, if you're in college or getting ready to graduate, or you are looking for a change in your career, or you are looking to get into the human service field, you know, we want to encourage you to please reach out to us at The Connection and explore our options. The other thing that we do is we do a lot of onboard training and orientation for staff mm-hmm. that come to our agency. And I'm really excited about the training opportunities that we have at the agency. And you will receive, you know, supervision. But most importantly, not only will you be helping to rebuild lives throughout Connecticut and every population and age, but you'll also be able to personally grow with training opportunities we have in the agency. Beth, can you share a little bit about what some of those training opportunities look like?
So we are very proud of our training opportunities, both in the clinical field as well as leadership development, basic skills training, things like Excel training. Mental health first aid. We have things like CPR training that is required of all of our staff, Narcan administration training. So some things very specific to the work that we do in human services, and then other professional development opportunity trainings. But our training department is super robust. We have both in-person and online training that all of our staff get involved with and need to have in order to continue to do the good work that they do. I want to mention too, Lisa, that as with Gail, we always welcome interns into our programs, and we work with a number of colleges, not only in just in Connecticut, but across the country. Students that may be from Connecticut looking to start with us as an intern and then grow from there as Gail did. So those opportunities too are listed on our website in our career page at www.theconnectioninc.org/careers. So check it out. We would love to have you work with us. Many positions available in many different areas of the organization.
So Gail, I would, I think you are really a fine example of really growing your career at The Connection. And you, by the way, still growing your career at The Connection, which is exciting for me to see and hear about the great work that you're doing right now. And, you know, as I told you before, I was having a conversation with our chief program officer yesterday about, you know, the skills that you have and the unique background that you have and how important that is, especially, you know, not only with, you know, working with management and operations, you have that, you know, you just have that skill, but your ability to enjoy working for people. And it really hit home for me when you said when you walked into the program, you felt like you were home. That really, you know, warms my heart because I know how much you really care about The Connection. But before we end, Gail, for our listeners out there, can you just give tell them, you know, what is work satisfaction for you at The Connection?
For work satisfaction at The Connection for me, it's twofold. It's working with the clients, helping them move from point A to point B because we're just a part of their journey and we try what we can to help them move along in their journey. So it's seeing that happen for clients, achieve things, be successful in the programs and leave in a better way that they came in. So there's that piece of it, and I'm fortunate enough to be in that often enough to see it. The other piece for me as a manager, supervisor is staff development and growth. That's one of the biggest things for me is to watch staff grow and develop. And with the agency having all of these trainings in the Leadership Academy and seeing case managers move into management and able to foster that, I have satisfaction on both ends. I get to see staff learn and grow and promote, and clients do the same in their lives. So I'm satisfied in both ends and fortunate enough to have the ability to have both of those sides.
That's awesome.
I think part of it too, just for listeners, is with our values, it's really family oriented with clients and with each other in supporting different programs, moving amongst programs. We work cross-functionally, and it is a great family team and environment that I couldn't say enough of.
Well, Gail, I just want to thank you so much for being on our show today, Gail Eureka, and of course, Beth Connor, Chief Admin Officer at The Connection, and always want to thank our listeners who tune in every Sunday right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.